Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Thursday, February 16th. Got a fun show for y'all today, I think, anyways. We're going to take a look at unrestricted free agent pass rushers that the Jaguars could have interest in the upcoming 2023 free agent cycle. Will take place about a month from now in March. For the 2023 NFL season, Jaguars, they're up against it. In fact, they're way over the cap right now. They're going to have to do some maneuvering. I would not expect the Jaguars to be in on going and pursuing a highly priced veteran edge rusher in this free agency period. But I would not be surprised if they bring in a rotational rusher via free agency. I would not be surprised if they bring in a interior defensive lineman that might cost a little bit more, but potentially give them some serious juice on the interior, because quite frankly, it's lacking a little bit, right? You do have Devon Hamilton, you do have Foley Fatukasi, both good players, both going to be around in 2023, but both bring more to you as run stuffers than as pass rushers. And you've also got Roy Robertson-Harris still under contract. There is a team out in his contract that would save the team almost $8 million. So when you're talking about that, do the Jaguars decide to cut losses there and try to upgrade the position instead of paying Roy Robertson-Harris starter money? It's going to be fascinating to see. And of course, the Jaguars have two big free agents of their own on the defensive front, pass rushers. When you talk about Arden Key and DeJuan Smoot, I think Arden Key is going to cost more than DeJuan Smoot, primarily just because he's the one that's healthy right now. Smoot, I think the Jaguars are going to get back. I think they're going to get him back at a very reasonable price because he's currently rehabbing an Achilles injury. There's no timetable for his return. We don't know when he's going to be ready to go. So, and big men coming off Achilles injuries, it's tough. So I think the Jaguars are able to get DeJuan Smoot back at a cheaper price. Arden Key, I think they should be very much trying to bring back as a third rusher, as a rotational rusher, you know, after Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker in that rotation, and a guy you can rush from the edge, you can rush from the interior. He has experience and production in both areas. The problem is now he has two straight years of big-time production in two different systems. You had him having a big year for the 49ers, comes down to Jacksonville, has a huge year for the Jaguars. Is a team going to be willing to pay Arden Key as a full-time starter versus a rotational edge rusher? We're going to see how that plays out, but the Jaguars definitely need to be in on bringing back Arden Key. I would say, looking at this list of players who we're going to go over today, unrestricted free agents the Jaguars could pursue that they might have interest in, I would say if they bring Arden Key back, they're probably going to be out on all these edge rushers for the most part, unless they just go grab one for really cheap at the bottom of this list. But I still think if they bring back Arden Key, they might still pursue more of that big-time impact interior rusher. And I think there could be a few of those available in this free agency class. Obviously, a lot will change between now and the start of free agency. Some players will re-up with their current teams. We'll see how it all plays out. Some of these guys might actually retire when you talk about some of the old heads in the room on this list. But we're going to go through it. And the way I put this together, it's players who, for one reason or another, or maybe multiple reasons, I think are fits with the Jaguars' current front office and coaching staff. So we can go ahead and dive into it. I'll start with the big boys a little bit here, and then we'll work our way towards the edge. Because again, I think if the Jaguars are going to spend, it's going to be more like spend big, that is. It's going to be more likely on the interior where they could really, really support Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker with someone who can push the pocket and create interior penetration a little bit more than what they have right now. So we'll start off with these big boys. I think Javon Hargrave, he's one of the best to do it. One of the best in the business. Are they going to go all in on a guy like this? I don't know. They're going to have the maneuverability to do so because, again, as Trent Baalke said earlier this year, cash is more important than cap, and the Jaguars always have cash thanks to Shad Khan. They can restructure. They can, ink these huge signing bonuses that get prorated over the length of the contract. And so, yeah, I think if the Jaguars do decide that their best allocation of resources is to go pursue an expensive interior pass rusher, they can absolutely do that. I don't know that that is the route that I would predict, but they've been somewhat unpredictable under Trent Baalke. You've got player profiles that you see and you can tell that they could be a Trent Baalke guy, certainly. But like pulling the Calvin Ridley trade out of a hat, he's willing to surprise you, I think. You know, pulling off the Devin Lloyd trade. I don't think he marches to the beat of his own drum. So I do think that the Jaguars could potentially go do this with a Javon Hargrave type of player who, one of the highest impact interior defensive linemen in the game today. No, he's not Chris Jones. He's not Aaron Donald. But he's in that next tier, and he's a Pro Bowl in his best years, an all-pro type of player. And he is older now. I think he's 30 years old. But coming over from Philly. And now he did not play under Doug Peterson in Philly. So that is something important to note, in my opinion. He is 30 years old, 305 pounds, 6'2". I think if they were able to pull off a Javon Hargrave deal in free agency, that would really set that defense up to look like potentially one of the groups that could see the biggest jump in the league on the defensive side of the ball this year. Then you've also got Daron Payne, who he fits from a production standpoint as an interior pass rusher as well. He's younger. He's 25 years old. He might cost more because you look at him and you say, well, 25 going into his prime, coming off a huge year in terms of sacks and production and pressure, former first-round pick. Could Daron Payne be the highest-priced veteran pass rusher on the market this year? I think he definitely could be. But again, a guy at 25 years old, if you bring him in, he could potentially be one of those foundational pieces you continue to build around for years to come. Could Daron Payne out of Washington. David Onyemata's up next for me. He's an interior pass rusher from New Orleans, a guy who did not play football for a long time prior to getting into the NFL, came in, and he's just kind of a freak on a leash when it comes to his movement skills, his length, a guy that is just really extremely talented, has kind of been forgotten about, in my opinion, a little bit down in New Orleans over the last couple years. And Onyemata, kind of like Javon Hargrave, 30 years old, up there in age, but a guy who, again, if they came in here to Jacksonville and were inserted into this defensive front, I think you're talking about a guy who makes them better against the run, makes them better against the pass, and can be a three-down player a little bit more than he has been in New Orleans over the last few years. But if you only want him as an interior penetrator, you can use him in that role as well. And I think he can thrive for you. He's been very productive as a pressure artist for the New Orleans Saints over the course of his career. Really impressive guy. I think David Onyemata, even though he's older, he's not as big of a name as a Javon Hargrave or a Daron Payne. I think David Onyemata is a guy to keep an eye on. You've got Draymond Jones here, who is another big boy, but not quite as big. He's 280, so he's more of that 3-4 defensive end type of player. Certainly when the Jaguars get into their nickel, their NASCAR package, use him as an interior rusher. You could use him as a guy that's like head up on a guard or a tackle. So I think you can do a lot of different things with Draymond Jones. And he's been very productive over the course of his career as well for the Denver Broncos. And all these guys that I'm going to bring up, all of them pass thresholds for the most part for arm length, because that's something Trent Baalke cares about. He cares about your athleticism. He cares about your arm length, all these things. So Trent Baalke going in pursuing these free agents, I am keeping in mind some of the things that he values, and he values length. So all these guys that we're going to talk about bring some length to the table. Similar to Draymond Jones, it for me is DeMarcus Walker out of Florida State. A lot of folks will know him, also a local kid. So DeMarcus Walker returning home would be a lot of fun for Jags fans, for fans of Jacksonville sports, for local people. And he had a big year for the Tennessee Titans this past year. Former second-round pick, I believe, is DeMarcus Walker. But same mold, I think, as Draymond Jones from a size perspective, the way they could come in here and fit the Jaguars system. So, again, another option here for the Jaguars as someone who could juice up their pass rush. Charles Omenihu, another player who got off to a slow start to their career, went out to San Francisco, and just had massive, massive performances for the 49ers. He had a ton of production for the 49ers this year, and a guy who I think might have priced himself out of what the Jaguars are looking at in terms of spending. But he's 6'5", 280. He's got the length you're looking for. Former Houston Texan who it just didn't quite work out for him, heads out to San Francisco in 2021, gets it going a little bit halfway through the 2021 season, and then 2022, 62 pressures, 7 total sacks. And when I say total sacks, the way the NFL tallies sacks, I don't think is very accurate. I don't think it's very contextual. I think a half sack is a sack. So basically, when you see 7 sacks here, and I'm looking at Pro Football Focus, I like the way they count sacks. 7 sacks means he was involved in 7 different sacks of the quarterback, not that he's racked up 7 solo sacks or 7 total sacks. I believe that's a more accurate way to look at production than the way the NFL's traditional stats keep track of sacks, but that's just me personally. But I think Charles Omenihu, again, 6'5", 280 pounds, could come in here, could play some interior, could play some defensive end. I think that he could make a lot of sense, but might have priced himself out with how much production he had this past year. Now we've got a couple of the older fellows here that you want to talk about. I've always been a fan of teams that go out and pursue veteran edge rushers that have been productive for a very long time and continue to be productive. The Jaguars haven't done that a ton lately, but I think there's an opportunity for them to do that this year if they want to. You've got Brandon Graham, who spent a lot of time under Doug Peterson. He loves Doug Peterson. He had a resurgent year at 34 years old this past year in Philly. You've also got Carlos Dunlap, who just helped the Chiefs win the Super Bowl. He's got incredible length. He's a batted pass machine and still playing at a high level. And you've got Melvin Ingram. You've got Justin Houston. You've got some guys here at this juncture that are probably not going to be signed by their former teams, at least not early on in the process, that if you wanted to, you could go add them and get substantial returns from them as rotational edge rushers. All four of those guys, Brandon Graham, Carlos Dunlap, Melvin Ingram, and Justin Houston, are above the age of 30. They're in the twilight of their career, but they're still going to make an impact for a team in 2023. Could it be the Jaguars? I would like to see it. All of them are going to come at discounts because of their age. So I think watching those four older pass rushers, definitely something to keep an eye on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
And now we've got a chunk of this list that I find really interesting because they might be a little bit less heralded, maybe a little bit less interest for these players in free agency that we're going to talk about. First, got to shout out Dante Fowler and Unique Ngakoue, of course, as edge rushers. I don't think either of them is going to be making a homecoming to Duval County, but they are both unrestricted free agents. They do both kind of have that third edge rusher type of skill set to their games. And of course, they don't have the same skill set. Unique Ngakoue is only a pass rusher. Dante Fowler can do some different things for you. But interesting that they're both hitting unrestricted free agency this year. Used to be the best of friends, right? No. All right. So Samson Ebukam, from another guy from San Francisco, no big surprise here. He does not pass the arm length threshold that Trent Baalke usually goes by, but he has been a super productive rotational rusher for the 49ers. And it's a guy where the 49ers, they just always have these talented guys that they come in, they rotate in. Maybe they didn't work out elsewhere. Ebukam, he's not one of those bigger guys like Charles Omenihu that the 49ers have, but super productive. I think if you want to bring him in here in a similar role as how you used Arden Key, it could potentially work out if you're not able to retain Arden Key. Now, this next one, it is one that I think will cost more money if the Jaguars want to do it, but could represent the Jaguars going all in on their defensive front, and that's Marcus Davenport. A former first-round pick, another guy like David Onyemata from New Orleans, we're kind of targeting a lot of these teams that have had good defensive lines over the years and that don't have a ton of cap space, that have other guys they have to pay. Makes a lot of sense in my opinion. But when you look at Marcus Davenport, he's got really good length, really good size, really good athleticism. He's 6'6", 265. Again, former first-round pick, probably a guy that Trent Baalke had a really high draft grade on. If the Jaguars were going to swing for the fences on a player a little bit here and see if they could really bolster that defensive front at the edge position, and I think that Marcus Davenport could rush from the interior for you too if you need him to. That's one to keep an eye on. 6'6", 265 with tremendous length, great athleticism. Trent Baalke might be looking at this guy like salivating, honestly. Next up, we've got Zach Allen, who... Sorry, my phone is blowing up right now. Folks don't know Duval Daly's going on. But next up, we've got Zach Allen out of Arizona. He's 26-year-old. He has good length. He's more of a versatile defensive lineman than a true pass rusher, in my opinion. But we did have somebody yesterday that wanted me to talk about Zach Allen a little bit. Would I be in on them bringing him in? Yes. Do I think that he's going to unlock their pass rush? No. That's pretty much how I look at it. Next up, we've got Ogbonnia Okoronkwo out of Houston, who I love this guy. He was on an absolute tear to end the 2022 season, and he's just a guy that has length, has the size you're looking for, an edge guy, not an interior guy. But he has an arsenal of pass rush moves. He has really good athleticism, and he was productive in a big way down the stretch for the Houston Texans. He's going to be an unrestricted free agent. He's about to be 28 years old. He's 6'2", 253, but again, he does have the length you're looking for at the position. And at 6'2", you've got natural leverage to work with as well. So he's a fun potential free agent target that has been a rotational player for most of his career. Might not command the biggest paycheck here, but very productive for the Houston Texans in 2022. Jordan Willis. This is a guy who has had meh production, in my opinion, throughout the course of his career, and he's going into what will be his second contract. But a player who, with his physical skill set, I think that Trent Baalke could certainly be interested in bringing in a Jordan Willis type of player and another guy from San Francisco. He came into the league undersized, but has certainly ballooned up and filled out his frame a little bit. Has not been getting a ton of reps from the 49ers, and that's why he's further down on my list. But I do think there is pass rush potential there, so this would be a really cheap signing, but a guy who I think at the value you're signing him at could certainly outproduce that value if he was given more reps. Quite frankly, that's kind of how I look at it with him. Rasheem Green, kind of similar in my opinion to Jordan Willis, another guy from Houston. Meh production, not great production, but the talent is clearly there. So he's another interesting one for me. And then we've got Efe Obada, another guy, not a ton of reps this past year. Definitely not a starter throughout his career, more of a rotational rusher. But at 30 years old, he's only been playing since 2018 in the NFL. So he entered the league as a little bit of an older player, has not had too many reps, and certainly hasn't gotten like beaten down over the course of his five-year career, I don't think. But in his limited pass rush reps that he's had throughout his career, he has been fairly productive with them. So this is another kind of guy that would be cheaper, that you could bring in, that might actually be able to get you some impressive production. And he's a freak show. Efe Obada is from Washington. Spent the beginning of his career in Carolina, moved to Buffalo, Washington last year. But super long, super athletic. That's the type of guy I would not be surprised at all if Trent Baalke is interested. And then my last name on this list is Mario Edwards, who spent spent 2022 in Tennessee, and he's a guy that, bigger guy, right? 6'3", 280. So not one of these speedier edge rushers like some of the names we've just been talking about, but I think he could come in and make an impact for you, and he could also help you against the run, I think. Mario Edwards could, and does have that connection with Jaguars cornerbacks coach, pass game coordinator on the defensive side of the ball, Deshae Townsend. They were both in Chicago for a couple years, 2020 and 2021 together. So I think you look at those players that we've outlined here, you look at some of the connections, some of the length that these players present, some of the just different ways they could attack again. And I think we've provided a list that has some of the higher priced players that may be out of the Jaguars price range, some of the older veterans that certainly the Jaguars would be able to afford, but will they go in that direction? And then you've got some more guys that are more just type of flyer type guys that you bring them in on a cheap salary, cheap cap hit, low cap hit, and you might be able to get some real production out of them in a little bit of an increased role on a defense that has a lot of talent up front and should be in line to have a pretty impressive 2023 campaign, in my opinion. So that's it. That's it for our interior and edge rushers, free agents that the Jaguars could be interested in coming up in this 2023 free agency cycle. Hopefully y'all enjoyed this. Hopefully it provided some insight on some of these players, on some of their fits with the Jaguars, and kind of gives you a baseline to where you can feel pretty comfortable with a lot of the edge players that are going to be edge and interior rushers that are going to be available in free agency. And not all these guys are going to end up hitting the market. Some of them will re-sign with their former team before they're allowed to test the free agency waters. That's just the way it works. But we've got a pretty big list here. I did not count out how many players that was, but it had to be like 15 to 20. So I think you've got a good idea of some of the players the Jaguars could target if they decide to target anyone. Again, it could just be let's bring back Arden Key and attack the defensive front in the draft. That could very well be their strategy, and that could be a fine strategy. We'll see how it all plays out. I can't wait to see. But thank you so much for tuning in here to Duval Daily. Hit me up on Twitter at Jordan DeLugo. Let me know what you think about some of these names. You can also drop a comment in the comment section below on YouTube. Really appreciate y'all's support, Duval. Hope you have a great rest of your Thursday.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.